CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, campus and community radio at 101.9 FM and on the web at cfrc.ca.
This hotel is cheap and the pillows stink, and there's not a single thing to say it's Christmas Eve or St. Nicholas. I know I ain't in your list, but if you're listening, I need a bus ticket. I came through Montreal, I lost a lot of dough, could find no honest job, so I did some other ones, got into trouble and I had to run or suffer, and then a long road into a long December. Oh, St. Stephen, where is your feast? When I so sorely need it, when I haven't hardly eaten, but I give my food and drink to see my home again, to see my mother's hand against her age. Send me a Christian word, send me a southern wind, or send me up to my kin. Hear the boys singing through their drunken grinning. Oh, Jesus, Joseph, Mary, I hear their voices carry me home. Send my love back to my home, back to my only shelter, where in the awful weather I will be warm and welcome. Back to my home,
Hello, folks, and welcome to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Dean. Unfortunately, my co-host, Megan, is still away. The poor girl is still sick. Your thoughts and prayers that I asked for last week were not enough, and I hope you carry that responsibility heavily upon your shoulders. But nonetheless, it is the season of forgiving. I forgive you for this. And we have a great holiday show for you, even though it's just me hanging out. We've got a lot of great tunes. We just heard Carry Me Home by Hey Rosetta, a Canadian holiday classic, if I do say so myself. We've got a lot of other great indie Christmas songs for you. If you're tired of the old standards, there are no old standards to be found here. Well, maybe a couple, but they've got like a fun little indie twist on them. Of course, it is the season of forgiveness. It is also the season of giving, not just forgiving, but giving in general. As such, do consider checking out cfrc.ca/donate. Our funding drive is going strong right through to the end of the year. We've got lots of prizes. Every $5 gets you one raffle ticket for all sorts of great gift bags and gift certificates. We've also got CFRC swag, stickers, pens, shirts, hoodies, songs that you can pick to play on this show, even if you are so inclined. Really, there's a whole smorgasbord. If you need some very, very last minute shopping, that's the place to do it. cfrc.ca/donate. Anyway, folks, let's get our morning moving and grooving. Why don't you come on and boogie the elf dance with Sufjan Stevens here?
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Jump off.
The baby, the house nearly burnt down. Baby Jesus is nobody's baby now. Watched him pick the bag of smokes out of the bin. This time of year's always been so hard on him. Last Christmas at my auntie's house, I tried so hard to make my uncle shut his mouth. Grandma cried, "Can't this wait? Drink a cup of juice, try to celebrate." Sing them all a song. Get up in the lounge room while they keep the TV on. Pick a fun one, everybody claps. Plates of cold cuts tremble in their laps. Watch me go to bed alone this year. There was someone I wanted, but they're no longer here. Grow up, girl. It's good for your health to go to bed sometimes simply. simply holding yourself. She lost the baby, the house might still burn down. Baby Jesus is nobody's baby now. Wanna be there to pick her up off the floor, but I've never had to reach this far down before. This Christmas at my auntie's house, I'm gonna try so hard to open up my mouth. Say it loud. It's true, next year will be much easier on you.
Hello, hello, and happy holidays, folks. Welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Julia Jacklin, Baby Jesus is Nobody's Baby Now. Julia, could you please give us a new record? It's been 3 years. I think we deserve it. Before that, folks, we heard Great Lake Swimmers with It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. And right at the top, we heard Sufjan Stevens, Come On, Let's Boogie the Elf Dance. So just, you know, it's good advice for any Tuesday morning, I would say. Folks, I have an interesting list here from the Toronto Public Library. They have published their top 10 books. What was the most checked out book from the Toronto Library? We've got this Anxious Generation book about how phones have destroyed all of the children's brains, which is probably true. We've got the new Sally Rooney Intermezzo. I need to read some Sally Rooney. We're doing that for our next book club in January, and it's a long one, so I got to get started on that one. Atomic Habits. There's a couple of these self-help style books. Two books by Emily Henry, who writes these contemporary romantic comedy books. They have colorful front covers. They seem fun. The God of the Woods by Liz Moore sounds cool. It's about people who go missing at a summer camp in the Adirondacks. I want to check that out. The Wedding People is at number four here. Allison Espach, which is about apparently a funny book about suicide. Interesting. At number three, we've got Kristen Hanna with The Women, which is a novel about nurses during the Vietnam War. Sounds compelling. Number two, The Let Them Theory, Mel Robbins, another self-help. And number one, Onyx Storm by Rebecca Yaros, one of these Empyrean series books, these romanticy, dragon riding books. Fourth Wing was the first one. I don't know if you're familiar with these. Not the ones with the fairies, the one with the dragons. But yeah, these books are huge now. So yeah, that's just a little look into the psyche of the city. What are we interested in? We're interested in romance, we're interested in fantasy, and we're interested in how to improve our lives, seeing as the computers have destroyed our brains. Just a fun little divergence there, but let's head swiftly on to our next song here. Is this the best Christmas song of all time? Does the Pogue song that I can't play because it's got a slur in it take that title? I'll let you decide, but this is definitely in the top three for me. This is Christmas Must Be Tonight by the band.
Swaddling, clothed the Prince of Peace. start turning, the torches start burning, and the whole wise men journey from the east. Our little baby boy, bring the people so much joy, son of a carpenter. Christmas must be tonight. A shepherd on the hillside, where over my flock I abide. On a cold winter night, a band of angels sing. In a dream I heard a voice say, fear not, come rejoice. It's the end of the beginning, praise the newborn King. Our little baby boy, bring the people so much joy, son of a carpenter. Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be.
But if you've got one, I have a machine gun, so I can scare all the kids. yourself a good time. But remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. For your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make it.
Folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Krangbin with Christmas Time Is Here. Before that, the Kinks, Father Christmas. And right at the top, the band, Christmas Must Be Tonight. It's a Christmas-centric episode here. We're a couple days away from the big day now. This is Christmas Eve morning. that you're tuning in with us, folks. What a treat that is. Lots of fun to be had, lots of prep still to be done, for sure. But we've found some time to watch a movie, of course. This week, we checked out Wake Up Dead Man. It's the new Rian Johnson movie, the third in the Benoit Blanc murder mystery movie, I guess the Christie-inspired romps that he does. This one, just like the last two, is star-studded, lots and lots of characters. This time all centered around a rural church in upstate New York that sort of has some MAGA elements to it. This is, you know, sometimes in the winter, you just want to go home, bundle up, sit in front of the tube, and lib out with your family. And that's exactly what we did with Rian Johnson. It's still, like, pretty Twitter-brained. Like, the last one, Glass Onion, was very Twitter-brained and very COVID-brained and was not very fun at all. This one is more fun. It's less on the nose. It's still pretty on the nose, but it's not beating you over the head with it. And it's tackling, like, Christianity in American culture, which is something that isn't much discussed anymore, and, like, made it a little easier to swallow, a little more compelling for me. That Josh O'Connor, I believe his name is, the guy from Challengers, is our main POV character. He's very good. Everyone's very good. Glenn Close is extremely good. Jeremy Renner is here and has nothing to do at all. It's very strange. But overall, it's pretty fun. Josh Brolin, of course, you love to see him. He was great. Just everyone's having a great time. Great one. It's on Netflix now. You can see it in theaters if you like, too. But that's a good one to put on with the family. It's a cozy little murder mystery. What more could you ask for from Mr. Rian Johnson? That's my question. But up next we have 2,000 Miles. This is from Oh What Fun. I think I talked about that movie. We watched it last week. Terrible Christmas movie. Do not watch that one. But Sharon Van Etten covered 2,000 Miles by The Pretenders, so how could we say no? We just can't. We just can't, folks.
Slowly. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
From God our Heavenly Father this blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
thread tied round their throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. And I turn round and there you go, and Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red as strawberries in summertime.
Hello folks, and welcome back to your CFRC Indie Wake Up Call 101.9 FM. You know the drill. We just heard White Winter Hymnal by Fleet Foxes. Before that, we heard the Bare Naked Ladies, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. And right at the top, 2,000 Miles. That's a cover of the Pretenders track by Sharon Van Etten. Because, folks, it's our holiday show, so we're playing all holiday indie songs. What a treat. What a winter treat. Would you allow me to brag about my city for a while? We live in Toronto now, and I generally do not like this town. There's a lot of problems with it, specifically the transit. It leaves a lot to be desired. But I've got three little pieces of news which are pretty good. First off, we just had our winter solstice parade. I would highly recommend looking up pictures of that. There are some very strange, very cool druidic costumes that were parading around Dundas, so that's pretty fun. Secondly, our dear Mayor Chow, Olivia Chow, just this week increased property taxes on properties worth like upwards of $5 million by like 0.9%. Doesn't sound like a lot. I think it should be a lot higher. Like, I think they're still only paying like less than 5% taxes on like $20 million properties. But it's a start. As she says, they can afford it. And then thirdly, despite like a big press conference that our police chief had this week talking about youth crime is unpredictable and like we've never seen anything like this, violent, basically all crimes, but especially violent crimes are significantly down in Toronto. Our murder rate is down 54% this year, which is huge. I don't know. I think that's might just be like an annual anomaly. I've been racking my brain as to why. Maybe there's more outreach programs going on, like the stuff that they do at the library, just keeping kids off these dang streets. I don't know, but it's great news. So hopefully we keep that trend going. And everyone who is horrified and terrified of walking around in the city could maybe ease up a little. You know, it's not that bad. The worst thing that you're going to run into is me walking down these streets with my terribly behaved dog. But, you know, that's nothing new. Anyway, folks, we're going to keep the festive times going here. Busty and the Bass, Holiday Drive is our next track. Let's check it out.
Follow the road up the hill. That's where you'll find me, hiding away, getting high like a tide, only to rush out to sea. Only the lost and the free, that's where you'll find me. All of this change has taken me for a ride, caught like a rock. But nobody screams in the quiet. All of the love I can give feels like I'm sinking. Right on the brink, thinking.
you slipping away? Are you feeling afraid? Are you wishing the time slowed down and waiting? Midnight calls you, cold desire takes you back to Holiday Drive. Are you slipping?
Summertime.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard a bummer of a Christmas song, but one of my favorites, So Much Wine by The Handsome Family. Before that, a bop, a certified Christmas banger, The Waitresses, Christmas Rapping. And right at the top, Busty in the Bass with their track Holiday Drive. Now, folks, we've got a holiday drive of our own going on. It's the CFRC Funding Drive. It's our annual event. It lasts all through to the end of the year. And we're just trying to keep the lights on, folks. There's lots of general maintenance, transmitter, web streaming, music licensing, all of these fees that we have to pay annually. And of course, you know, as well as I do, these numbers, they only